I'm standing on the quay beside the River Seine, which runs through Paris, and just 400 metres away from me is the Eiffel Tower. I can see a lift carrying tourists up to the top of it. And I've come here today not for the tower itself, but to speak to a family who's lived on a péniche, a boat, next to the river for decades, and they're going to show me around.
Hello, à rentrer. Alors voilà.
Quand on a acheté le bateau, il y avait juste les fenêtres.
When we bought this boat, only these windows were here. The entrance wasn't there. It was at the other end. It was hardly fitted out at all. There was nothing. There wasn't any heating. There wasn't any electricity back then. And it lasted for 10 years like that. And we didn't have any water either. Once a month, we had to travel to a tap at the other end of the city to get some.
Eric's lived in this houseboat for more than 30 years. His son Tom offered to show me around.
I was born here and it's now 23 years that I live here with my parents and my brother.
We're in the living room now. There's a wooden table, there's wooden floors and three sofas, a bookcase, a lot of wood. It's really nice, and the kitchen is quite big as well.
So we're going outside, but it's raining.
Oh, careful.
So we are on the top of the boat. We see a great view. Me, I spend most of my time here.
Because the view is beautiful, well, except for the chimney you've got here and barbecues and the benches and the bikes and, you know, all the other stuff.
Yeah.
But further, we've got the bridge and there's the Eiffel Tower, of course. Ah, yes, you can see that in the distance. Yeah, the spires. Yeah. And on a clear day, you can probably see it better when it's not raining.
We have a nice long view. So
this is a beautiful steering wheel just here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does this turn?
Yeah, sure. And replace it.
And it still works?
Yeah. But it's heavy.
It's not impossible to find a houseboat to live on here next to one of the world's most recognized landmarks, but you do have to grapple with the renowned French bureaucracy. If you want to set up house on the Seine, Patrick Péchard at the Ports of Paris is the person to see.
You have to go on a waiting list if you want to have a houseboat on the Seine. The waiting list is long because the boats stay there for a very long time. Right now, the only way to do it is to find a houseboat that's up for sale. And it has to follow the laws about the upkeep of the boat and the rules set out by the Seine Navigation Service. Someone who's bought a boat and is looking for a place to put it near, say, the Eiffel Tower, a marvelous sight, could be waiting for up to 30 years.
Back next to the Eiffel Tower, Eric thinks it costs him just under 20,000 euros a year to maintain the boat and pay for the rent by the quay, but he wouldn't exchange it for anything.
C'est un bateau. C'est magnifique comme un bateau.
It's a boat, and it's beautiful like a boat, but it's demanding like a boat as well. And at that price, if you like that, and you're serious in your relationship with the boat, then it's a marvel to live here.
Eh ben, c'est une merveille de la vie d'habiter là.
This is Thomas Lowe reporting for RFI from the Seine in Paris.